one of the hottest contemporary classical composers, carved his niche by melding different musical genres, from folk to electronic, into his own personal style. Osvaldo Gullyhoff was born in Argentina. He's written string quartets and song cycles, orchestral works, and an oratorio. And then he made the jump to opera. His latest work is called Einadamar, and it's been the buzz of Tanglewood in Massachusetts, in Santa Fe, and New York City, and now it's been released on CD. Jeff London has the story.
You've never quite heard flamenco rhythms like those at the beginning of Osvaldo Gullyhoff's new opera about martyred Spanish poet and playwright Federico García Lorca.
In the opera, when I use flamenco, I wanted to use it in a more transmuted form. So, for instance, I have a horse galloping and that gallop becoming a flamenco heel dance.
Anastasia Tsiolkas, classical music columnist for Billboard magazine, says taking hoofbeats and electronically changing them into flamenco rhythms is very much part of Gullyhoff's broad musical reach.
I don't think he's about setting out and saying, what would happen if I marry flamenco and medieval Sephardic music and, you know, the traditional opera genre and see what happens. I think for Osvaldo, it's very organic, and, you know, I've heard the criticisms from the English press, for example, that he's dabbling in this and that, it's too much of a pastiche. But I think what it is it's a very honest reflection of who Osvaldo is as a person and as an artist.
The central character in Einadamar is not Lorca, but his muse, actress Margarita Xirgu. The action of the opera takes place in the final moments of her life. She stands in the wings in a theater in Uruguay, about to perform one of his plays. It's 33 years after Lorca was murdered by the fascists in the Spanish Civil War. David Henry Huang wrote the libretto.
It all takes place in the second before Margarita dies, but the structure is very much kind of a dreamscape. It's what takes place in someone's unconscious, perhaps, as they are revisiting the events of their lives before they pass on to the next existence.
Margarita Xirgu was fierce and political. A close friend of Lorca's, she was banished from Spain after his death in 1936. Dawn Upshaw plays the actress.
She's remembering and really kind of tormented by Lorca's death, and by a feeling that she ought to have been able to save him. And I think she needs to go through this painful kind of process right before she dies. It seems to be a part of release for her.
Osvaldo Gullyhoff says the original commission by the Boston Symphony was for Dawn Upshaw and the female students at Tanglewood. So he and librettist David Henry Huang initially decided to write a Lorca opera without the character of Lorca. Then Gullyhoff came across an audition tape of Tanglewood apprentice Kelly O'Connor.
When I heard that, I said, maybe she could be Lorca. And then I looked at her picture, you know, I said, well, Kelly O'Connor, Irish girl or whatever. And she looks exactly like Lorca. And I just grabbed the phone and I said, David, how about if we have Lorca sung by a woman? She sounds like what I think Lorca would have sounded, but she looks like him. And David said, okay. So that's how it went.
Mezzo-soprano Kelly O'Connor says playing the flamboyant playwright wasn't easy.
That's a challenge, just coming from being a woman, an American woman, to have to play this outgoing, charismatic Spanish man. and I hadn't had a lot of opera experience up to then, and I had to let loose a lot more.
David Henry Hwang says he wrote the libretto in English, which Oswaldo Golihov then translated to Spanish.
I think it's an amazing way for the composer to really own the libretto. I mean, in some sense, you can argue that this libretto, certainly the libretto that you hear sung, is co-written, because I did a version of it, and then Oswaldo had to make it his own.
One of Hwang's favorite moments in the opera, and he says it was an idea that wasn't in the original libretto, is what happens after Lorca and two other prisoners are executed.
It breaks into the sound of gunshots that repeat in a flamenco pattern, but also there's a kind of canto, which is one of the most kind of soulful and primal expressions of music and singing that you're going to hear, and yet it's in the service of this kind of horrible moment and being sung, presumably by one of the fascists that's responsible for the murder of Lorca.
Those surprising musical and dramatic juxtapositions are what singer Kelly O'Connor finds so powerful and different about I Not Amar.
You know, I can always say to people who don't like opera or haven't experienced a lot, I say, just listen to it, because it's not like anything you've heard. It's very different, and I feel like it's opening a lot of doors and opening opera to an audience that maybe wouldn't have listened to it before.
I Not Amar is going to be performed in a concert version in June at the Ojai Festival in California and at Ravinia near Chicago later this summer. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can hear more music from I Not Amar at npr.org, where you can also hear members of the opera's cast talk about the challenges of their roles.